Hello and welcome to the Conversion Choreography Show. I'm Anna Iverson, a former figure skater and corporate refugee turned direct response copywriter who helps you create high converting marketing campaigns that turn lukewarm leads into obsessed mega fans. Join me as I walk you through the latest marketing strategies and persuasion techniques to help you make more sales and more impact in your online business. Ready to get started? Then let's dive in with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Conversion Choreography Show. If you've been running your online business for a while, it's likely you've received a ton of launch emails with subject lines like, hurry, only 24 hours left until the cart closes, tick tock, 1 hour to go, or almost sold out, just two slots left. Or maybe you suddenly felt the urge to buy a product you really didn't need on Amazon because the listing told you there's only one left. Well, this is scarcity and urgency in action. Most online business owners are familiar with the importance of scarcity and urgency to boost conversions. If you give your prospects an excuse to procrastinate, it's unlikely they'll buy from you now or at any point in the future for that matter. But when you impose a deadline or limit availability, this compels buyers to take action in order to avoid missing out. And that's because fear of loss is a huge motivator for all humans. In fact, it's one of the most powerful determinants of human behaviour, because we're all hugely influenced by our fear of loss or missing out. Which is why limiting availability or imposing a deadline can boost your sales conversions by as much as 330% versus making offers with no deadline or supply limit at all. Of course, this is way easier to implement if you sell physical products or if you sell tickets to in-person events, and that's because the very nature of these events means that supply and access is genuinely limited. A major challenge arises when you sell digital products or info products like ebooks, online programs, or tickets to virtual events. That's because there's virtually no limit to the number of units you can sell. And if you try to pretend that there is, your buyers will sniff out instant BS. So don't ever try to claim that your free ebook is about to run out of virtual copies. And it's why we see online entrepreneurs often using fake scarcity and urgency tactics to ramp up their sales conversions. And sure, these strategies work. After all, if they didn't, they wouldn't be so commonplace in the online marketing world. The trouble is, when you create fake anything, whether it's fake promises, fake scarcity, fake urgency, fake results, etc., you lose credibility and you erode trust. You might generate a spike in short-term sales, but your audience will no longer believe you when you impose deadlines and access limits in future campaigns. It's why it's crucial to deploy scarcity and urgency in your sales messages with caution and integrity, which is what I want to talk about today in this episode of the Conversion Choreography Show. I'm going to dive into some of the biggest howlers I see online businesses make when it comes to scarcity and urgency in their sales strategies, as well as some of the best tips and strategies to help you maximize the impact of scarcity and urgency in your marketing without destroying trust or hurting your long-term relationships. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty strategies and techniques, I want to start off by looking at the sales landscape from a kind of 20,000 foot view. If you've been running your online business for a while, it's likely you're already familiar with the distinction between the launch model and the evergreen model. But it's important just to clarify the difference between the two, as the pitfalls and opportunities differ depending on which strategy you decide to pursue in your business. So first of all, an evergreen program is one which runs continuously. There's no set cart open or closing date, meaning that the doors to your program are open all the time. And this tends to happen if you've got a self-study online course. Then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got launch-based programs, which are those that have a set, open and close date. A cohort of students enroll at the same time and complete the program within a defined time frame. And these launch-based programs typically open their doors once or twice a year. Now, many online coaches will try to tell you that evergreen offers simply don't work. That's because they don't benefit from the natural urgency you create when you sell online programs using the launch model. Now, the reality is you can actually make a lot of sales using evergreen campaigns. In fact, many larger and more established info product sellers switch to the evergreen model after experiencing launch burnout or a disaster launch caused by the increasing complexity that comes with a scaled-up live launch. Evergreen campaigns can be as simple or as complex as you want, but I'm going to save evergreen lead generation strategies for another episode because there's so much to cover there. They can also be extremely effective if you have a solid flow of new leads coming into your business and if you're willing to work hard to optimize your evergreen sales funnel to maximize your conversion rate. But of course, there are plenty of issues with evergreen sales campaigns, and that's because with evergreen campaigns, it's much easier to fall into bad scarcity and urgency traps, which are at best embarrassing and at worst extremely damaging for your reputation. So let's start out by diving into some of the biggest scarcity and urgency mistakes online business owners make with their evergreen campaigns and how you can make sure that you avoid them. So the first mistake I see all the time with evergreen campaigns or evergreen programs is that many online business owners pretend there's a deadline when actually there isn't one. Now, as I just mentioned, evergreen programs are available to buy all the time, which makes it really challenging to generate a sense of urgency. Now, unfortunately, some online business owners will try to pretend that there actually is a deadline to buy, or they pretend there's a time-limited discount on their full program. And then when you reopen their sales page after their offer has expired, in inverted commas, you'll find that the offer's still live and you can actually still get your hands on the product anytime you like at the discounted time-limited offer price. Cue maximum eye-rolling and a potential buyer who bounces off your page never to return again. You've lost that buyer forever because you basically told them a lie. Luckily, there is a way to get around this issue, and that's by using a piece of software called Deadline Funnel. Deadline Funnel allows you to impose a unique deadline for new leads who enter your marketing funnel. So let's say you're running some Facebook ads to get new traffic into your funnel. Each person who clicks the link into your ad and registers their details will enter into your deadline funnel with their own individual clock set at, say, 5 days. Now, they might then have access to an evergreen webinar and be entered into an email sales sequence. And what Deadline Funnel does is that it makes sure each element of your funnel syncs with your new lead's unique deadline countdown clock. So no matter which device they're on or where they are in the world, they'll see their clock counting down to that same deadline. And once the countdown ends, the price promotion disappears or the offer closes completely and your new lead must join a waitlist or pay full price for your evergreen program. And what this does is Deadline Funnel allows you to use technology to basically replicate a live launch campaign without the hassle of live launching over and over again and without all the pitfalls of pretending there's a deadline when really there isn't one. The second issue that I see a lot with evergreen programs is that many owners, they kind of feel scared to create urgency or scarcity in their evergreen offers because they don't want to look like a shyster. So they're kind of coming at this with great intentions, but by not leveraging the power of scarcity and urgency, they're actually missing out on a huge chunk of potential sales. That's because their buyers know that your offer is available to buy whatever they like, so chances are they're never actually going to take advantage, and your offer just ends up hanging in the ether doing pretty much nothing. So again, luckily there are a couple of strategies that you can deploy when you sell evergreen info products, and these will help to provide a short-term sales boost to an offer that's maybe going a bit stale. So the first one is to offer a time-limited discount. Discounting isn't always the best strategy as it can erode the perceived value of your product, but every once in a while, discounts can be a great way to breathe life back into your evergreen offers. For example, you might run an annual birthday sale to celebrate you or your company's birthday, and during this time, you can run a time-limited email mini launch where you promote your discount until a specified deadline. And then once that date rolls in, the discount goes poof and buyers must go back to paying the full price for your program. The other option is that you can offer a reverse discount. And that's because, as I just mentioned, offering regular price cuts isn't always the best strategy. It can basically train your audience to hang around your email list waiting for flash sales and special offers. And this creates an email list full of discount hunters who will never be willing to pay the full price for anything. Now, I admit I do this with Gap, and that's because they're permanently offering flash sales and voucher codes. So why would I ever pay full price when I know there's only going to be a sale again in 3 days' time? If you want to avoid creating a list full of discount grubbers, you can run a time-sensitive reverse discount. And that is where you notify your audience that you plan to raise your price on a specified date. So if they want to get a great deal before the price goes up, they need to act immediately to save themselves a chunk of cash in the future. Again, you can run this type of campaign as a kind of email mini launch where you build up some momentum and excitement, then close the offer on a predetermined date. You increase your price to the level that you said you were going to increase it to during your mini campaign. This episode is brought to you in partnership with ActiveCampaign. If you've been listening to the show for some time, you'll know how obsessed I am with email marketing. It's why I'm a huge fan of ActiveCampaign. It's an email marketing platform that lets you create email automations without getting tangled up in confusing if-then process flows. It uses a super intuitive visual system so you can seamlessly build email campaigns in minutes. Just map out your flow, drop in your copy, and you're good to go. If you're looking for email marketing software that's so simple your grandma could use it, make sure you check out ActiveCampaign. Head over to www.wordistry.co.uk/partners and click on the button marked Check Out ActiveCampaign Now. Okay, so moving on to live launches. The primary reason for live launching an online program is the fact that urgency is built into the model. There's a cart open date and a cart close date, meaning there's limited opportunity for your buyers to get inside. It's why so many online coaches swear by live launches to sell their info products, even though live launching can be extremely stressful for everyone involved. Now, there are ways to live launch with your credibility intact, and there are also ways to live launch that make you look like a bit of a scumbag, and we obviously want you to avoid the latter. So here are a couple of the most common mistakes online coaches make when ramping up scarcity and urgency during their live launch campaigns. So the first one is pretending that there are limited spaces available. Many info product sellers opt to ramp up desire by adding scarcity into the mix. And they do this by keeping class sizes within a set limit. In some cases, entry to an online program is by application only, and some applicants will be turned away if the program fills up before the cart closes. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and it's a great strategy, especially if you know that there's high demand for your offer. However, there are unfortunately some course sellers who set fake limits on their program intake, knowing that they'll continue to rack up sales regardless of the numbers who actually sign up. So they might say something like, I'm only making this program available to the first 15 people who register, and hurry, 90% of places have already been filled. Now, this kind of language can absolutely boost your conversions. It can prompt people to take action so they don't miss out on the last remaining slot. But imagine how it would look when your program starts and there are actually only 5 people inside. The buyer might be wondering what happened to the other 13 people who were meant to be inside. And that's kind of an instant bust. Or you might decide to breach your intake cap and allow some extra students to sign up for your program. So how would that then look when there are actually 25 people inside a program that promised only 15 students? So the solution here is that if you set a limit on the number of people inside your program, stick to your limit. Often people are willing to pay a premium if they think they're going to get instant access to you and your knowledge. You don't want your buyers to feel like they've been shortchanged when they don't receive the access that you promised them. Now, if you're anxious about missing out on much needed revenue, you could always place those names on a wait list for the next rollout of your live program launch, or you could even offer a pre-sale discount to anyone who signs up for the next round right away. That allows you to lock in sales from your hot leads before your next launch, and it keeps your customers super happy that they've snagged a great deal. The conclusion here is that you must never lie about how many slots you've already filled. It's okay to create a bit of FOMO with a small amount of kind of high level vague hype, like, I've seen a surge in demand over the last couple of days, or places are starting to fill up, but don't make out like you're almost at capacity when you've actually only sold 30% of your places. Okay, so the next mistake that many online course sellers make is that they extend their fast action bonuses. So during a live launch, The majority of your sales will come just before your cart closes, and that's your urgency working for you. To combat this problem, in inverted commas, many core sellers offer early bird discounts or fast action bonuses to boost initial sales. The reason for this is that this helps to generate FOMO and to win some all-important early social proof that other people are buying your offer. Fast action offers create an additional deadline earlier in your launch, so you have the opportunity to leverage urgency twice instead of just once. So as this early bird bonus period draws to a close, you can expect a flurry of sales to ring through your checkout as your buyers scramble to get in before the bonuses vanish. That's when things can sometimes start to get a bit sleazy. The seller might decide to extend the fast action bonus period for an extra 24 hours so that they can benefit from another influx of sales. But the trouble with this is that it can risk ticking off your earlier buyers who jumped in early in good faith. And this can really destroy your credibility because of a little loosey lie. And we obviously don't want that for your business. So the solution here is, if you run an early bird promotion at the start of your launch, you must honour your deadline. End your promotion as promised and don't be tempted to extend just for another 24 hours. If you do find that your sales aren't where you want them to be midway through an extended live launch, there is another way to create some additional mid-launch urgency. What you can do here is you can offer a surprise bonus to everyone who signs up by a specified date and time. Again, you must honour this deadline and also make this extra bonus available to anyone who signed up during your initial early bird offer. Okay, so the third mistake that I often see with live launches is reopening your cart at the end of your launch. So this little nugget is guaranteed to make me groan louder than a hippo in a mud bath, but not in a good way. So I want you to think about the number of times you've received an email that sounds a little bit like this. I've been so blown away by demand that I've decided to give in to your request to reopen the cart for the next 24 hours. I don't know about you, but do you actually believe that the cart reopening was a last minute decision that the seller made out of the kindness of their heart? It's pretty unlikely. This kind of behaviour was calculated and decided before the launch went live. It might allow the seller to make a few extra sales, but it does so at the expense of your credibility and your reputation. So if you state a hard deadline to close the cart, you must stick to it no matter how tempting it is to squeeze in just a couple more sales. Your audience will thank you for it, and they'll be more likely to trust you when you launch again in the future. Now, there's no doubt that scarcity and urgency are powerful weapons to implement on your mission to higher sales conversions. Without scarcity and urgency, it can be extremely difficult to convince your prospects to take action now instead of later, or worse yet, they might never take action at all. But obviously there are right and wrong ways to do it, which is what I hope you've taken away from today's episode. Trust and credibility are absolutely essential in online sales, and once they're gone, they can be practically impossible to win back again in the future. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Conversion Choreography Show. If you got value out of today's episode, why not share it with a friend who might also benefit from the information I just shared? Or make sure you hit the subscribe button so you automatically receive episode updates direct to your device as soon as they go live. See you next week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Conversion Choreography Show. If you did, then make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode on your favourite device. You can also subscribe to receive email updates direct to your inbox if you head over to my website at www.wordistry.co.uk.